Tafnun Amid Aleph is the sugya. Nun Amid Aleph is the sugya of Devarim Shabalei Veinim Devarim. And I'd like to share with you what I think is the Yisaidistic Ketzais. If you have yet to make a list of the 10 most basic Ketzais, then this would certainly be on the list. The Ketzais here deals with a Shaila. If Mechila Balev is Mechila, if someone owes you money and you decide to be Mechil, the person, the money, but it's only Balev, if the rule of Devarim Shabalev, Einim Devarim, whether that applies or not, it's not uncommon that somebody owes someone money and he feels he'll be Mechilim. And the Shaila is whether that Mechila is a Mechila. You want to change your mind, whether you're permitted to do so. About 20 years ago, in the year 2000, 2001, someone called me with a Shaila. It's just a fascinating Shaila. The people involved now are approaching their 80th birthday, so I hope they're not mocked if I tell you the Shaila. It was a man calls me, and he tells me the following story. He says he grew up with a friend. They were very good friends, and they went to high school together, they went to Beis Medrash together, cuddled together. And the man who called me says he went into business. He's very matzliach. His friend, on the other hand, struggles all the years for parnasa. So he said that one day his friend called him many years earlier and told him he has to buy a house if he can borrow money. He said he told him right away, I don't know when I'll be able to pay you. I have no idea. Only lend me the money if it can be an open-ended loan. So he did it. He said he lent him the money. A number of years later, the person made a bar mitzvah. And he called him and he said, you know, I'm making a bar mitzvah, I don't have money, I need some money. But I have to tell you straight out, I don't know when I'll be able to pay you, or if I'll be able to pay you, it's got to be an open-ended loan. So he made a bar mitzvah, then he made a second bar mitzvah, then he got into chassidus. So basically, over almost 40 years, he borrowed money six or seven times. Always told him the same thing. I feel bad, I don't know if I'll be able to pay you, when I'll be able to pay you. So he said, after 10 or 20 years or 25 years, he already started thinking that it's Meichelim, he's his childhood friend, and he needs the money, and he was thinking he's Meichelim. So why did he call me? He says, today he called him, and he's marrying off his next child, and he asked him for money again for the wedding. He said, no problem. And then the fellow said to him, I bet you think I'm never going to pay you. So he said, well, think of that. He said, no, no. He said, next month I turn 59 and a half. I could cash in my IRA. I'm going to pay you back every penny. I have a cheshbon. That's what he told him. So the person hung up the phone and he called me. He said, the way he told me, he said, I don't know if I want to take it or I don't want to take it. But first, tell me, am I allowed to take it? I was Meichelim. I already decided after a certain number of loans that I'm Meichelim. I'll never get paid. And the question is whether I can, whether I'm allowed to collect. Now I'll decide if I want to collect. That's the question he asked me. So first thing I had to know, is it Dvarim Shebalev? Was he Meichel Balev? Or did he say it to someone? Did he tell anybody? So I asked him, did you tell anybody you're Michael? Like, did you tell your wife you're Michael? He said, my wife? For sure not. that's the last thing, but I didn't tell anybody. He said, I'm the only one who knew about it. And so I told him, there's a ksais, a famous ksais, you must have bumped into it to yeshiva. And Chasham Mishpat, you always have to look weiter. So let me tell you the ksais and what the person has, an appendix to the ksais. The Tzais has the question of whether, if you meichel someone a chayv in your heart without saying anything, if Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim applies to such a thing. So he brings here, and this is Simon Yud Beis, the second half of the first Tzais. He says, I am Iskeres HaShulcha B'Shem Arshal, Dim Ayma Shebaliba Hayo L'Meichlai, if in your heart you are meichel, V'Achshav, writes a lisnake mimenu, now you want to collect, leza siba. So the Marshal Pask is mechila shebalev, mechila belev, have a mechila. says the rule doesn't apply. Mechila b'leiv is mechila. He brings a couple of rayas. One easy raya. There's a mishnah ksubis that says if a woman is not toiveya haksuba, if her husband dies and she goes 25 years without collecting the ksuba, so we assume she's meichel. After 25 years, you assume she's meichel. She didn't say she's meichel. She didn't verbalize anything. It's devarim shebelev. You see, devarim shebelev is a mechila is a mechila. The others will bring a raya from something we learn in yeshiva by tovei chita v'haydalei b'sayrim in the sugya ma'ida b'miktsas. If somebody is teveya, you owe me a few bushels of chitim. He says, I owe you sayrim. So the Gemara assumes that he was meichel the sayrim. It's a question if it's a ma'ida b'miktsas, but the sayrim, he certainly doesn't have to pay. He was only teveya chitim. He wasn't teveya sayrim. He only said, pay me chitim, don't pay me sayrim. So we assume he's meichel the sayrim. That's also a case of Mechila Shebelev, Dvar Shebelev. He wasn't Michael Bepeh. So Mashal Shita is Mechila Shebelev is a Mechila. On that, the Ktsais disagrees. The Ktsais says that it's Dvar Shebelev, Enim Dvarim. The Rayas of the Mashal. So he brings the Tshuva Samarit. The Marit says that Devarim Shebelev are not Devarim. Yimeichel in your heart, it's nothing. However, when you have a set of circumstances, that's what he calls Belibay or Belev Kaladam. Something that it's obvious to everybody that you're Yimeichel. For example, Chazal and Umdina, you don't collect for 25 years, you don't collect the Ksuba, there's an Umdina of Chazal that you're Yimeichel. Now, is that Devarim Shebelev? So the Marit calls it Devarim Shebelev, Belibayu Belev Kaladam. It's Taka, it was never verbalized, it's in your heart. But everyone realizes, you don't collect 25 years. So Chazal say, there's an understanding, if you don't collect for 25 years, that you're Meichel. So, it's a sort of an in-between Shita. Really, Mechila Belev is not a Mechila. But, if circumstances make it obvious that you're Meichel, if the situation is an umdina that you're meichel, then it remains a good mechila. So the rayas of the mashal, and now rayas, all the rayas of the mashal, and those who bring rayas to him, are cases that it's belev kalada. But otherwise, if it's not obvious to everybody, then devarim shebelev einam devarim. I happen to put on the copy that the site of the Marit is really the Ran in our sugya. The Ran says this, that Devarim Shebelev Kol Adam is not Devarim Shebelev. As long as it's Devarim that are straight Belev, the Ktsais argues the Mashal, he says it's not a Mechila. See, a Mechlek is the Mashal and the Ktsais. You never know from a Ktsais how you paskin, but here the Nesivis paskins like the Ktsais, he brings it and he agrees with the Ktsais. Pretty safe, Ktsais Nesivis paskin one way, it's pretty safe that we paskin that way. Which means the halacha would be that it's Devarim Shebelev and it's not a Mechila. So this was my initial response to him. I told him I have to look around. So I did look around. And I found the following follow-up to this. So again, before I go further, Ktsais Nesivis say, and we paskin, Mechila Shebelev is not a Mechila, and you could collect. Yishu could still collect. Yishu just means he gave up. You think he'll never pay you. He still owes it to you. So Yishu is... Okay, we'll talk about Yishu. There's a case in Simei Reish Samach Tes. Oh, so I asked, you can see everyone makes a prosbul these days. You're right, Shemitah would cancel the loan. I think we discussed it at the time. Today, people make a prosbul. Yeah, if you make a prosbul, Shmita doesn't cancel. Otherwise, you'd be right. By the way, even though Shmita is mishamit, you're allowed to collect. If you tell him Shmita is mishamit, and he says he wants to pay, it happens to be you're allowed to collect. But anyway, there's a case in other Ksais Nesivis. There's a Shaila by when someone the halach is Zachin La'adam Shalai Bafanav. You can make a kinyan for someone else. In other words, I could pick up something and say, I'm kind it for you, and I'm kind it for you. That's not halach. If I'm kind it for someone else, that person is kind. It's hard to come up with practical examples. One practical example would be if you're at a wedding where you have to go wait online at a bar to get a soda. Usually the very expensive weddings, they want to save a little money on the side so they don't put soda on the table. You got to wait online. So let's say you go to get a soda at the bar and you know your friend is at the table. So you get a soda for yourself, you get a soda for him. So you have these two cups of soda and you're walking back. And now you change your mind. You want both. The halach is, Zachin La'adam Shalai Bafanav. If you pick up for someone, so the other person is kinder. Is that Devarim Shebelev? Is that Devarim Shebelev? You pick it up for someone else? So there, the Ktsais, the Shitasai, the Ktsais says it's Devarim Shebelev. It's a Maisa, but the Maisa doesn't show it's for the other person. When you pick it up, you're not showing it's for him. But who said you're kind of for him? The fact, when someone looks at you, he thinks you're kind of for yourself. Who says you're kind of for him? In your mind, you're kind of for him. So Tzai says, you have to say it. If you don't say it, the other person's not going to. It's Devarim Shebelev, same Tzai. He says you have to be spoken out, or a person could ask you, get it for me, it's also spoken out. That's the Shita of the Tzai. There, the Nesivus argues. Nesivus brings from the Shach that you don't have to speak it out. It's a contradiction. What Nesivus holds, Devarim Shebelev, Adam Devarim by Mechila, why when your Kaina is different? So the Nesivus himself makes a Chilik. And the Chilik is Negea to our Shaila. Nesivus says that if there's an existing Chayv and you're Meichel, that's Devarim Shebelev. It doesn't happen. But if there's an initial kinyan, if you go to pick up a cup of soda, and you have in mind you don't want to be kinder for yourself, in other words, the kinyan, it's preventative. It's not that the chayv exists, and you want to change it by mechila. Fakir, you're preventing something from happening. You're not being kinder for yourself. He says, well, you're not kinder for yourself, so Devarim Shebelev helps. I mean, I could kach, Nesivus tells you could be kinder for someone else. But the point is, if there's an ikov, I'm being kinder for yourself, so then you can be kinder for someone else. This Nesivus is chiddush. Oh, it's a Nesivus and a Shach against a Ktsais. It smells like the Ktsais. It's a little complicated. But what seems to me, it comes out as like this. Getting back to our story. Now this man says he's Michael, his friend, all the money he lent him. It's Devarim Shebelev. Let me pass in the Ktsais and the Sivis. It's not a Mechila. It's it. What? You think it's an Umdere Yismaichel? You think so? I don't know. If you think it's an Umdere Yismaichel, maybe it's an Yismaichel. I don't necessarily think so. I don't know. You're not talking about small amounts of money. You're talking about large amounts of money. But I'll tell you what I think is true. What? He said, I was Michael, not I am Michael. No, he didn't say I'm Michael now. There's a certain point when he was lending him money. I don't know how many years. It was 40 years. The man was, he said he's 30, 59 and a half. So, I don't know, it could have been over 25 years. I don't know. A certain number of years that these loans took place. After a certain number of years, he decided he's Michael. The next time he extended a loan, according to the Nesivus, Devarim Shebelev helps to prevent a chalois, but not to create a chalois. It would seem that from that point and on, when he lent the money, he was giving him a matana, really. In his mind, there was no chayv, he was never going to get paid back. In his mind, it was a matana. what it would seem is that while the original loans that were meant as loans, and they were loans, they mean mesila, so devarim shabalayt einam devarim. But from whatever moment it happened that he came to this realization, he's probably never going to get paid back, and he gave him the money originally, al-das, it's a matana, just verbalized as a loan. From there and on, it would seem, at least like the Nesivis, that there is no chalois of a schaivus, that the schaivus is not chal, because the Nesivis says you can prevent with Devarim Shebaleiv. And therefore, it would seem that the later loans were not chal, that Devarim Shebaleiv prevented them from being chal. So this man was rather happy to have a pshara, because on one hand, he didn't want to be meichel all the way, on the other hand, he didn't want to collect everything. So I don't know what he did at the end, but at least at the moment, he was happy to have some type of a middle ground. This is what it seems. It's called stealing. If you're meichel, he pay. If I got news for you. If you owe me money, if you think you owe me money, and I know you don't, so how could you pay me? You're giving it to me under a mistaken assumption. You're assuming you owe me money. I know you don't. What would happen if you owe me money and your brother-in-law pays me? And now you want to pay me. I can't take the money. If I'm Mechel, you would be the same thing. I can't take the money anymore. I once had it. My father, before he passed away, he told me he has a list of people that owe him money. And he's Mechel to everyone unless somebody's rich. So during Shiva, a Yid comes over to me and says, I owe your father money. I said, are you rich? He started laughing. So I said, so you don't owe me any money? My father was Meichel. So he says, I want to pay anyway. I said, look, you want to give me a gift? I'll take it. But if you think you're paying up the chayiv, when someone's Meichel a chayiv, the chayiv is gone. You can be Meichel someone against his will. Mechila ba'karcha chischal. So once there's a mechila, there's a mechila. If you want to give him money anyway, that's a gift. It's not paying up the chayiv. What? You have to give my son it. Okay, it's worth it. What? Prusbul? It's a little complicated. If you write a prusbul on a chayiv, then the person still owes you the money. The shemitah is not mishamit at all. If you wrote a prusbul, then there's no question that shemitah is not mishamit. If you didn't write a prusbul and shemitah passed, so the halacha is, if he comes to pay you, he's supposed to say Shemitah was Meshamit. If he says Afal Piken, you're allowed to take the money. But that's different, because Shemitah, the rules of Shemitah are different. Shemitah is an issa to collect. It's not Geneva to take the money. That's what the Gemara says. Anyway, Shemitah is a totally separate inyan. But the Maisa, this is the Ketzais. So I told you, if I had to write the 10 most important Ketzais, then this would be one. So one down, we have 9 to go. Mitzvah Shem. We'll try to get that.